In Turkey, the most recent statistics estimated that nearly half of all women over the age of 15 have experienced physical or sexual violence by someone they know, often by a family member. Yet in Turkish society, rape and sexual assault are taboo topics. Victims are thought of as dishonored and impure, and their trauma is often left untreated, while most rapists are never caught. Dalia Murtada visited the country's only rape center in Istanbul and discovered that things are slowly changing.
Anna has been living in Istanbul for a couple of years, studying for her master's degree in Istanbul University. She's a petite woman, but not a fearful one, and she's still angry when she recalls the attack she narrowly escaped last year.
Like, let the door close. That was the mistake. I let the door close by itself. I didn't push it.
It was 10:30 p.m. Anna found herself face to face with a stranger inside her apartment building. His hand covered her mouth.
He kind of like pressed me from behind, or maybe I walked by myself, I don't know, upstairs a little. And then he pressed me against the wall with the hand still in my mouth now. And he started groping me. So I beat him quite hard, which was a good thing to do.
In fact, she bit him so hard she lost a tooth. She has no idea how she managed to get away, but she ran upstairs screaming as her attacker fled. Her neighbors called for the police, and the officers asked if she could spot the man who tried to rape her, but she was too shocked to remember his face. Anna says the police didn't really take her seriously. They weren't sensitive to her trauma.
They just don't, yeah, probably they just don't want to, you know, deal with this because nothing happened, according to them, no?
The main reason that we started thinking about a rape crisis center is exactly this. Because it's not very easy to teach every police officer the way that they have to undertake this kind of a case.
That's Professor Ersi Kalfolu. She's the Dean of Health Sciences at Yeni Uzil University and the pioneer of Turkey's first and only rape crisis center, which opened in 2010. While Anna did get away, many women do not. According to a 2009 study from Hacettepe University, an estimated 42% of women over the age of 15 in Turkey have experienced physical or sexual violence from a partner. That figure excludes random attacks by strangers and child abuse. Numbers that focus on sexual assault or rape are especially difficult to collect.
This is an issue that it's very difficult to talk about. It is very difficult for those that are raped to disclose.
To add to it, a study from Human Rights Watch published in 2011 included interviews they conducted with victims. Many women said that when they did go to the police, officers were unsympathetic and blamed them. Kalfolu estimates that a mere 10% of rapes are reported in Turkey to the police, if not fewer. Most cases go undocumented because of the social stigma with rape, which associates victims with being impure. They often feel dirty and at fault. They're frequently blamed even by their families.
Mothers of raped daughters generally accuse the daughters themselves.
The goal of the crisis center in Istanbul is to properly collect physical and DNA evidence to prosecute a case accurately. Even more importantly, though, the center is there to provide a safe space for victims.
And it's, but it's all overgrown
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They have a pathway, but it's all grass.
The center's entrance is separate from the regular hospital entrance so that victims can avoid interacting with too many outsiders. There isn't even a sign.
My name is Raquel Rozant, consultant forensic psychologist. My duty here is to welcome the people who come here and make them comfortable.
My name is Zeynep Ekşi. I'm a nurse at the hospital. I help the team by coordinating them when necessary and making the necessary arrangements.
Raquel and Zeynep are warm and friendly, and they're the first faces victims see when they arrive. The center gets patients of all kinds, children and adults, boys and girls, rich and poor. Many women come alone, while children usually come with a family member.
There's no specific distinction on this. This can happen to anyone. Sometimes it's within the family. Sometimes it's different.
The patients are often referred to the center by their local court system. The rooms are designed to make the patients feel at ease, trying to minimize the emotional turmoil they go through after having been attacked. An average visit lasts a few hours. In addition to a physical exam, DNA is sent to a forensics lab, and the patients speak with a forensic psychologist and recount their experience.
In the end, they experience something without their consent. They are subjects of violence. This is a type of violence. We call it sexual violence. So they feel dirty, polluted, and they can face long-term problems.
First of all, they do have sexual problems. They're either very much dealing with sex, or they are not. They're rejecting sex. Now, this problem that they have is a medical problem, a psychological problem that has to be solved.
For now, the center in Istanbul is the only one of its kind to help treat victims of rape in Turkey. It's small, a boutique operation as the government calls it, but it's a big step in bringing attention to an issue that is often treated with silence. Anna thinks that breaking that silence is absolutely necessary.
I wish that women were not like scared, and they actually, if they would just stand up to whatever they have to face, because it's, if I was just there, you know, inactive, who knows what would have happened to me? Take action.
Now, Anna volunteers with Hollaback Istanbul, an organization dedicated to fighting street harassment. The group encourages victims to share their stories on their website, and it has an online map to pinpoint areas where people have been attacked. Anna doesn't think Istanbul is any less safe than other major cities around the world. She says it could have happened anywhere, but she's doing what she can to raise awareness by taking part in Hollaback's publicity campaigns and by sharing her own story. She wants women to speak up and stand up for their right to safety.
What gives you the right to attack me? I'm also a person, I'm here, then I'm not gonna make it easier for you.
I'm Dalia Mortada for DW in Istanbul, Turkey.